A shed lot right here. I lost a painting at some point. It could be under dirt with him. It could be hidden near her energy, lovingly watching. And the look is past long ago. I never understood the concept before I thought about them. How they look at each other, become one another. But it is the most clear of goals of which I had never envisioned for myself. Some may despise it, others are familiar. To me, it is an impossibility, just out of reach. And they share it till the end and after. I spent so long thinking that they were to be feared. I don't want to leave them as this superficial connection. Someone who they never actually knew. Behind a locked door near the end of a hallway, there was a clawed creature. Quite insecure that it had shed its skin. Its claws had been exposed and its patches of clumpy hair and yellow fangs. It knew that on the outside, a dangling man with wobbly knees and a never-placed baseball cap stood, and it wished he would find his shotgun in the garage. It dreamed of those steel balls of buckshot tearing into its side. It felt vaguely like rubbing salt in the wound. The crooked shape of his nose crossing my page. I saw his playful laugh form from my hands. Reminds me of a time without ridicule, without choking, without protein shakes. When they would look and laugh and it never felt like it might be the last time. Before she overheard me complaining about her slow pace. Before I never imagined her hair falling out as she curled it. When he could throw baseballs that would crack my forehead and make me forget. I imagine myself trapped within lines of haiku, unable to speak. Of the frustration I am living with, or to stand on my own, or keep my feet warm, or move from chairs they put me in. As if I am strapped down. I have become a part of things I never really imagined. I must write the schedule. I must drive up. I must hold him so he doesn't fall. I prepare to move on, and yet I feel as if I am slowly being sewed into a fabric of a family I had never been a part of. I wish I could cut myself out and allow myself to simply observe. But I remember the guilt I was told would follow me after he's gone. Falling. This Christmas, I have found myself thinking of gifts that will outhit me with him and be some comfort for her when he's gone. Mortality has never felt so close to me before. Thanksgiving sent us to bed early, and I found myself taking bullets with voice snaps to sneak around to quarantine, attempting to not disturb the spider hanging from the living room archway. It was dead a couple days later, and still hanging. His skin is thin and rusty, as if it was made of a delicate metal, which it could poke and it would dent. It all dents suddenly, crashing and bloodied. It sits in its own filth and remorse. If I were to sit next to it, it would all seep into me. I wrap cloth around its wounds and ignore how little the blood is, as if it had been drained bit by bit for years. When the shell empties, it will be nothing but rust. Final photos, 1. The aspect of work has withered away. leaving only grief to linger. But it is a feeling of relief as we begin to plan for inevitable loss and are no longer stuck in this present tense.
Yeah.
Cough. I arrive with a present,
yeah,
which I unwrap for him to see.
Yeah.
Spatters and bubbles tangle in the throat.
It
is released into my hand. It will fill lungs soon. I leave with a hug, a wave, and I see you later. Mine was quick. Hers was organized and detached. His was solemn. Hers was from a distance. Hers was spoken in a quiet room, thinking no one was listening, but it is quietly observed. A life together surmounts to a legacy, a passion, humble mastery. The confusion is no longer there, no more struggle, just mastery, observation, and lasting looks.